Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from the Pine Ridge Indian Nation, Juke. He is a singer, songwriter, and performer. He has just released his new Lakota pop album, Bunnies and Bears. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Juke. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really, really good. How about you?
I'm doing down here in Sarasota very well. How's it going up there in Pine Ridge?
Well, it hasn't fully decided to be spring yet. Snowing a little bit right now. I mean, it was warm for a good portion, but then it just decided to do all this again. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're back. Well, great to have you on the show and help introduce your new album, you know, and get you out there and some airplay and help plug you. I'm very happy to have you on.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. I'm like, this is sort of my first forefront into releasing a project on my own. So mm-hmm. I'm just kind of getting into the motion of, starting the whole route of just promotion and pushing it out. So I'm really thankful that you got me on and everything.
Great, great. Well, hey, it's your first visit here. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll get right into the new album. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I am Wambly Chea. In Lakota, that is a crying eagle, essentially. And as an artist, I go by Juke. And I'm an Ogallala Lakota singer-songwriter based on the Pine Ridge Reservation. And I kind of bill my signature sound as Lakota pop, as you stated, as a way of just sort of reflecting my own experiences as being an Ogallala, invested in my culture, mm-hmm. In my language, as well as just kind of experiencing things. And so... But it's just like what I'm referencing is so just undeniably like my community in that context. And I'm also kind of working to be a part of cultural and language revitalization in my community. I'm kind of just working to further myself and better myself and sort of write a bigger story, you know, that I call the Ogallala Wolf Puppy with PTSD. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of divvied mm-hmm. into this sort of bigger thing. And I'm just kind of excited with where it's going. Yeah. And so, you know,
and use music to do it. Perfect.
Right. 1,000%. Cause I felt like there wasn't enough of, I think, energy that was like mine. Cause you would know from just hearing my music, it's something really, really different.
Yeah.
That you're, you know, even from just what's out there. So I just mm-hmm. kind of want to be able to, you know, see how effective being myself can be for not only my community, but for Indigenous people everywhere. And just people, mm-hmm. you know, just I care about what my presence is, but at the same time, I'm willing to be raw and, you know, be open. You know, I want to be as honest as I can be about my experience. And I think this album does that for me because it's something different. And I never really talk about sexuality and love. And I wanted to be able to emphasize how a lot of the things that I see in my community can be healed through culture. And so that's what I feel like, even in a very small way, that this project does.
Sure.
And I'm excited about it.
How long did it take you
to be out?
How long did it take you to put this together?
Well, it's crazy because last year I went to England for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so that's like where I wrote a lot of this project.
Okay.
I had some of it before. I had the beats kind of chosen out already, you know, and so it was one of those things where I've trained myself. I first started writing when I was 13. So this has just become so natural for me to do this stuff. But then what made it different was getting to know my language and my culture and just the various details behind it. And just kind of, you know, I kind of came back into everything back in 2015, and that's been my world ever since, you know, and that's what's been nurturing to a lot of the past that I've been through. And that's what's been so exciting for me is to my music is so in particular. And uh-huh. I feel like that is so important to represent my space as an Ogallala even more so, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's me.
Right.
And so I feel like when I'm putting this music out, I'm giving people the purest version of myself, you know, at the heart of it all.
You had some success with your first video. I know you learned a lot from that. Tell us a little bit about that real briefly. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. My music video for my song July off my first project, Tempo, which came out in 2016. The music video was shot last year, right before I went to England. So it was really cool. It was just like a convenient transition. And it was so, so fun. It was such a fun video to shoot. My friend Kyler Weston was the jingle dress dancer in the video, and it was just
beautiful.
It was something so different, and it was so gorgeous. But I wanted to be able to kind of, like one thing that I was told was that, like, for a lot of people, Pine Ridge can be sort of like they have a negative past with it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But like when they saw my video, you know, it was like it flipped it for them.
Sure.
And so I wanted to do that, but then I also wanted to kind of portray, like, you know, what you can make here and like
mm-hmm.
the kind of relate, like, as long as you are in a healthy space and having healthy relationships, even somewhere like Pine Ridge, which is considered the poorest community or place in the United States, you know what I mean? You can still have a life
sure.
and still make something and even create something different
and have a little
and
fun.
So it's like, that's my,
mm-hmm.
exactly. You know, and that's, I think I wanted to, that's the purpose of what I'm doing as a whole and why I'm doing all this stuff. 'Cause I want people to realize what they can make. You know, I want my own people especially to realize what they can make of here, you know, and we can
mm-hmm.
reframe this. We can make this different, you know.
Right at home. Oh, yeah. Juke, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I usually go by my Lakota name, you know, with Wombly Chea. That would be my Facebook
mm-hmm.
and my, you know, Instagram. So it's WANBLICEYA. That'll be also like the email. So it's like outlook.com. And I'm on YouTube, my music's on iTunes and everywhere. So it's just JUQ, uppercase Q or uppercase. Yeah. All of it's uppercase JUQ.
Sure.
I'm pretty much available virtually almost anywhere. At least to me, Facebook and Instagram, Facebook and YouTube are pretty much like my main thing. So,
all right. Well, good to have you on the show. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Juke, and he has just released his new album out, Bunnies and Bears. You can find out all about him on our website at indigenousandmusic.com, and you can find his music all over the web. Juke, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Wolfila, thank you very much.
Yeah, and keep us posted on new videos, anything you want us to do to help promote you. We're right there for you.
Oh, 1,000%. It's going to get crazier.
Oh, yeah, and I'm happy to be a part of it. We're going to play
you.
We're going to play you the title track from his new album. Here is Bunnies and Bears.
So I finally have him. Oh, yeah, that personifies my fears. See, true love for me exists only in my people. A coach or car. I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, some stench are in my door. This isn't me coming out. No open letter to Tumblr fans revealing I'm some Eminem to neglected stands. It's just a statement that carries power. I mainly just wanted to see how it feels. Have a feast of my thoughts at this time with an epic meal. So still, I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, my stranger lot in my door. Does this have anything to do with my mommy and daddy issues? Of course. Mental health is every facet. Could leave you alive or in a casket. They are the source of what's right or wrong. No one could ever manage it. I'm in love with the way she is, her smile, her laugh, her cleanness, her kiss, and so I'm in love with the way he is, he's chill and comforting, masculine, but I'm still his baby, a working man of sorts. It's the trickle-down effects, but instead, all I hear is our true tongue, our people want our black history. Why would I want anyone else? Why would I want anyone else? I'm in love with the way our women and men feel. Bunnies and bears, which can July in my throat. And that'll never change.
That was music from Juke and his buddy Crazy Flute, and the title track, Bunnies and Bears. In case you're just tuning in, Juke was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Thank you. got told that you might be losing your soul, and you're just losing control in a wrong crowd. Well, I know I just can't hand it to you, just so far away. What can I really, really, really say? Well, don't trust a sinner, no matter what you see. Oh, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Well, I said, don't trust a sinner, no matter what you see. Oh, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Don't make believe, 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 don't make believe. Well, I got told that you might be losing control, and you're just out there in the tides, in the tidal waves. I just want you to know, even if I'm not there, don't mean that I don't really, really care. Just behave. Oh, don't you know, there's a lot of bad people out there. I got told that you might be losing control. What can I do from here, my bro? What can I say? Well, I just gotta give it to you. You might be losing the best parts of you, and I don't want you to lose it this way. Don't trust a sinner as far as what you see. Well, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Well, I said, don't trust a sinner, no matter what you see. Oh, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Don't make believe, 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 don't make believe. Well, mama told you, don't make believe, don't make believe. Mama told you, don't make believe, don't make believe, don't make believe. Well, don't trust a sinner, no matter what you see. Oh, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Don't trust a sinner, no matter what you see. Oh, you don't really know this world, no matter what you believe. Don't make believe. No, make believe. Don't 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 make believe.
That's music from Burt Malcolm from Rapid City, South Dakota.
No matter what you see.
Don't trust a sinner.
Know this world, no matter what you believe.
I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music. All right. Here we go, Irv Lyons Jr.
I'm gonna be all in all, baby. that, baby. What I do, what I do, what I do, I do for you.
Crystal Shawanda. Here's Murray Porter. This one's called No More. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
riches under the ground. Forget the treaties when money's round. Dig up the bones and rape the land. This is more than we can stand. We will not be idle anymore. We will not be idle anymore. No. The time has come to make things right. Go away, not without a fight. Some people say it's time to let it go, but this is our land.
Music from Murray Porter. Hope you're enjoying today's show. I want to thank my guest, Juke, for stopping by from the Pine Ridge Indian Nation and giving us an update on his new album. And I want to steer you over to our website, indigenousmusic.com, and let us know what you think about today's show and where you're calling in from. We're also there, also out there at
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.